Thank you, brother. As you can see, our pastor is on his annual expedition trip of studying the H2O and the effect of H2O in different continents. And so we are looking forward to his report when he comes back. It's an honor for me to stand before you here as the servant of God and share with you the words that God has put in my heart to share with you. So if you have come here to listen to me, we have a problem because I can barely know and save myself, let alone you. So we are all here to listen to the word of the Holy Spirit that is in the gospel. And we want to focus on what God is going to teach to us today through the book of his writings. As you heard, our brother read for us from Exodus chapter 13. This is when God decided to move his people from the bondage. And as you read, and as our brother read, they took the journey in Exodus 13. And we read in verse 21, and the Lord went before them in day by the pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night he went before them in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night with them. And we also read at the end of verse 22 that he took not away the pillar of cloud nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. I want us to focus on 4 points today on this topic that I'm going to focus on, which is Christ, the pillar of fire, and the pillar of cloud. When the Lord God brought Israel out of Egypt, the psalmist says in Psalm, I believe, 105, he spread a cloud for covering, and a fire to give light in the night. And that pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire is none other than Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Lord Jehovah, who went before them. The Lord Jesus went before his people as their guide and as their protector by day and by night, 24/7, until they reached the promised land, Canaan. Not going behind them, like the shepherds in United States do. They go behind the flock. No. He covered them while going before them. So the same is with God, that what he does for his people, the same he does for us. He promised us that he will be with us through the pilgrimage that we have in this world. As we are traveling in this wilderness, as we have left the bondage of sin, and we are in this wilderness called the world, and as we go on day by day, it becomes hotter and more wicked and more crooked and more full of sin. God is being removed from everything you can imagine. And so I want us to bring our attention to the fact that God is with us throughout this pilgrimage that we have in our days. I want us to look at a passage in Isaiah chapter 4. I'm not going to say much about it, but I just want to read this passage for you, and then we'll get into the 4 points I would like to discuss today with you. In Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, we read Isaiah chapter 4, starting in verse 2. In that day shall a branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. Verse 4. When the Lord shall have blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. Here it is. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow, in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from rain. In the daytime, a pillar of cloud, and in the nighttime, a pillar of fire. What is so peculiar about this pillar? What's the big deal? God has done many miracles. This is one of them. But there is a hidden message of the gospel in this pillar. The first thing I would like us to look at is that we need to observe that this pillar of cloud and fire is one pillar, not two. It's one pillar. It is both a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire, appearing differently at different times, but always one pillar. By morning, a pillar of cloud. By night, a pillar of fire. The purpose is the same. What is the purpose? Just to show that I can do miracles? No. What is the purpose? The purpose is the same. Whether a pillar of cloud or a pillar of fire, it was to direct the children of Israel and to protect the children of Israel through their journey in the wilderness. It is the same purpose. It was the pillar by which they were at last led and delivered safely into Canaan. There was no GPS. There was no computers. There was no Google. There was no MapQuest. There was a pillar of fire and pillar of cloud that directed their path and protected them while they were journeying in this miserable desert for 40 long years. The same is with our Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. He is one. We have experienced different aspects of His work in our lives. Sometimes He comes to us as a caring Father. He cares for you. He picks you up when you fall. Sometimes He comes and He chastises you. He corrects you as you read the Word of God. Sometimes He comes as a healer when we are in need. Not when we have a headache, but when our soul is in pain, in suffering, He comes as a healer. Sometimes you see His power in your life as a shepherd, when you need direction in your lives. Do we go to Ohio or do we stay in this side of the world? He gives you direction. He says, go to Ohio. The potatoes are good. And the family gets up and goes to Ohio. You see? And sometimes we see different aspects of His work in our lives. But the Lord Jesus Christ is one. Our Lord is one Savior in whom we trust for the whole of our salvation. He's made of God unto us a what? A wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that we believe Him. We trust in Him. He is one Redeemer, one God that we trust. The second point, which is very important, the second thing that we'd like to look at is that this pillar of cloud and fire was for Israel and Israel alone. It belonged to Israel. It worked for Israel. It guided Israel. And it protected only and only Israel. It gave light to none other nation but Israel. It gave protection to none other nation but Israel. None, now listen, none but the people of God whom he brought out of the land of Egypt, none but the people of God of his choice and his covenant that he made with their father and their father's father received any spiritual benefit from the pillar of his grace. Nobody else received any benefit but the people of God. Now the same is true with us. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of his people only. He benefits of his people and his elect. The spiritual benefit comes only and only to his people, to his sheep. What did we read last week? My sheep, what? Hear my voice, and they follow me. Let's look at Exodus 14. You're in 13, or actually you're in Isaiah. Go to Exodus 14, please. Exodus 14. We're going to look at two verses. Exodus 14, verse 19 and 20. I want to show you God's distinguishing grace, even in the Old Testament. Exodus 14, verse 19 and verse 20. We read, "And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them." All of a sudden, this pillar of cloud changes positions. Why? Danger is coming. The Egyptians are coming. And all of a sudden, the pillar of cloud removes from in front of them, goes behind them. It has a purpose. Verse 20. Now, this is very important now. Buckle your seatbelts because we're going to read an awesome verse. "And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night." This is when the Israelites are in front of the Red Sea. They are confused. They are afraid. They don't know what happened. They start grumbling. They start complaining. They start putting the commander under question. They are just confused. They want to go back. They want to go back to captivity. They want to go back to their sin. They want to go back to the old ways of living. And all of a sudden, God doesn't listen to them. If God listens to us, and if he acts because and react because of our behavior, boy, all of us will be in frying pans by now. Thank God he doesn't look at us and decides what to do based on what we do. Thank God. He goes behind them. The pillar of cloud became darkness and confusion to the Egyptians, to the enemy. The same pillar gave light to the Israelites. This God of Jehovah, this God Almighty we serve, is the God of love, but at the same time, he is a God that will judge the sin. You can hang all the fishes you want on your car and say, "God loves me," or "God loves you." You can hang 300 of them. You can even write a car that's like a fish. But I tell you something, if that cloud is darkness to me and to you, we are in trouble. We are on the judgment of God. The question today is which side of the camp of the cloud we're in. Do we see the confusion, the wrath, and the judgment of God? Or do we see His light, Lord Jesus Christ, in front of us, with us, even in the time of tribulation? Christ is the salvation. He is joy and comfort to His people. And at the same time, a stumbling stone and a rock of offense to those that believe not. Make no mistake about it. What God does in this world, He does specifically for His people. What does Romans 8:28 say? All things. All things work together for good. To those that what? Love God. Who are those people that love God? That are called according to His purpose. What God does in this world, He does specifically for His people. Christ is our Redeemer and our Savior. If you believe Him, if He has enabled you to truly break down and believe Him, then He is your Redeemer and your Savior. That's why the psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Can you say that? Let's go to 2 Samuel. Can we say what the prophet Samuel said in 2 Samuel 22, chapter 22, verse 3? Can we proclaim, if somebody stops you in the street and say, "Who is this Christ that you're serving?" Oh boy, we got a lot of theology to throw at them. We're going to bring the 10 points and the 5 points and the 9. I mean, we're going to just talk theology. But look what the prophet says in 2 Samuel 22:3. Is that what you and I would say if someone asks us, "Who is God to you?" The Lord, look at this, 2 Samuel 22:3. "The God of my rock, in Him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou, God, Thou savest me from violence. I was a wrecked, I was bad, I was against You, but You have become my refuge. You have become my Savior, and You have saved me from violence." So first, we looked at there is only one pillar. Christ appears to us in many different ways in our lives. You see Him, you feel Him, you touch Him, you read Him, but it's one Christ. Two, it's this pillar is only for Israel. Lord Jesus Christ, His benefit, His spiritual benefit, only comes to His people. I am not talking about rain. I'm not talking about clouds. I'm not talking about work. All of the people in the world take blessing from the hand of God. But His spiritual benefit, His salvation, only comes to His people. Now the third thing. This pillar is our guide and our protector. Spend some time on this one. The third thing, as the pillar went before Israel to guide and protect them throughout their wilderness journey, going before them, so the Lord Jesus Christ is our guide and is our protector, going before us in this world. He guides us. How? How does He guide you? How does He guide me? If we claim that we belong to the right side, where we see Christ as the light If we proclaim that we believe in Him, we trust in Him, He is my Savior, He is my high tower, then how does He protect? How does He guide us in this journey? As Israelites were going through this 40-year journey, He guided them. But how does He guide you and I in this journey that we have? By visions? No. Dreams? No. Feelings? No. Movies? No. Pastors? No. By His Word. That's how He guides us. He guides us by His Word, by His Spirit, and by the hand of His grace. A gentle push here and there. A gentle correction here and there. He has guided us all of our days. He is guiding us now. And He will guide us tomorrow until He brings us what? Home. He brings us home. Let me show you how He did it with Israelites. Let's go to Numbers chapter 9. Go to Numbers chapter 9. I want you to see how He guided His people in the old. Not sure if you knew this or not. You came to the Bible studies of Bethel, you know this. But we will see. Numbers chapter 9. Let's start with verse 15. I'm going to read about 8 or 9 verses here. Numbers chapter 9, starting with verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. This is the same pillar of fire. And it was always the cloud covered it by day, the pillar of cloud, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment, at the decree of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment, that is, at the decree of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested their tents. They were content. They were at peace. They were resting because the pillar of cloud and fire was above them and led them. It was the pillar that led them, not Moses, not Aaron. It was the pillar that led them. Not in a direct way, directly to Canaan, to Promised Land. Now, pay attention. The pillar directed them, but not in a direct way, but in a terribly, terribly long and excruciating way from Egypt into Canaan. A pillar that led them in a path of difficulty. A pillar that led them in a path of trials. A pillar that led them in a path of war. For 40 long years, it was God that directed them every step of the way. But God leading them by His decree, by His commandment. If we belong to Him, we are where we are because God has commanded us to be here. Sometimes it's the time of war. Sometimes it is trials and temptations. Sometimes we are being tested. It is God that leads us. Read on, verse 19. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, Then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. They were obedient. The cloud moves, they move. It's simple, right? You can't go wrong. The cloud stays, they stay. And so it was. When the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tent, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. Verse 21. And so it was, when the cloud abode from even unto morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Can you believe it? The housewives makes a big, nice food of steak and lobsters and chicken. And as they are trying to eat, the cloud moves. What do? You get up and go. No complaining. What? No complaining. You're trying to get into shower. The cloud moves. You get up and go. There is no attachment to this world in the life of these people. Sometimes we're attached. Sometimes when God wants us to do something, we have 900 reasons why we can't. Oh boy, let me give you a list of all the problems that we have if we're going to go this way. But these people journeyed when God told them to, and everybody got up together and left. Can you believe that? I have a problem with 5 of our family members just to go to a restaurant. It takes 45 minutes of discussion, directions, you know, exits, and what we're going to eat, and preparation. 2.5 million people. Everybody, boom, up and go when the cloud moves. Verse 22. Or whether it was 2 days, now listen, 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud tarried upon tabernacles, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. There was no plan. There was no agenda for the next 6 months. What are we going to do? Sometimes the cloud tarried for 2 days. They stayed. Sometimes for a month, they stayed. And sometimes for a year, they stayed. Can you believe it? Not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow? Now the question is, they really trusted the Lord. How about us? Brother Laurel, do you really trust the Lord? Anthony, you're single. And you're going to stay single. No. When you want to get married, do you really trust the Lord? Do you move when He wants you to move, or do you move when she wants you to move? What do? How do we behave in this world is a picture of how strong of a faith we have in Him. I want you to see that Jesus Christ is our pillar of cloud and fire, our guide in this world. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 79. This is what Zechariah said of Him. Luke 1:79. To give light to them that sit in Beverly Hills. Nope. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in shadow of death. To guide our feet. That's what the pillar did. To guide our feet into the way of peace. The Prince of Peace. God came to give light to us, to remove us, and guide our way towards Christ. In Matthew chapter 4, we see the fulfillment of the prophecy from Isaiah. Verse 16, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region of shadow of death, light is sprung up. Let's go to Isaiah 48, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. We read in Isaiah 48, 17, Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, thy Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which, now listen, leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord your Redeemer. The Lord says, I will teach you. I will lead you by the way you should go. And that's exactly what he did to the Israelites. What about us? Who tells us where to go and when to go? Can we say, like the psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He, what? Leadeth me. Besides still waters. Can we say, he has restored my soul? Can we say, he leads me in the paths of righteousness? Why? For his name's sake. He has taken me in this wilderness, and he's become my guide and my protector, and he's leading me in the paths of righteousness because of his name's sake. Can we say that? You know, I know that he leads me by my hands continually, day and night, even when I am not aware of it, even when I am not acknowledging it. But he is there all the time, day and night, 24/7, until I reach my final destination. Somehow, the children of Israel, for them, the Lord God arranged to be constantly over that camp. Constantly. Now remember, when they came out of Egypt, minimum, I think they were about at least 2.5 million people. At least. And all their days, as they went through this wilderness, continually multiplying, the Lord was over them as a dark cloud to protect them from the sun and the scorched everyone else. That sun that scorched those other people could not hurt them because they had a protection layer above them. That cloud, that dark cloud that was with them. He gave them shade by day. Have you ever walked in desert before? It's hot. When I was in school, we went to desert and we cooked an egg under the sand. It was so hot. And we were carrying umbrellas, all of us, because we would probably faint. It's so hot. But God, in his beautiful design, he created a dark cloud to give them shade by day, a dark cloud to protect them and comfort them and to lead them through the wilderness. That's what Christ is for you and me. A cloud of protection to protect us from all those things that harm others, to protect us from all those things that destroy others, to protect us from all those things that cause hurt to others. God protects his people. Let's go to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Christ is a covert in the time of storm. The Lord is our rock of defense and our cloud of covering. Let's read Psalm 91, the first 10 verses. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, my soul, what a good place to abide. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that washeth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. It shall not come near to you. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. Do you believe that? There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. There shall no evil happen to the just. As they are walking through the wilderness, the children of God are protected. As they are under the tribulation of Satan, as Satan is trying to create and have them complain and murmur, there shall no evil happen to the just. It matters not how painful your experience is. It matters not how troublesome my trials are. There shall no evil happen to the just, because Jesus Christ leads me and abides with me. As a pillar of cloud, He protects me. How we ought to thank God for the covering that is over us. God, give us grace to trust in it, to trust in Him. Also, the Lord Jesus is our pillar of fire by night. Fire suggests many things: light, heat, protection, warmth, burning. The Lord Jesus is the pillar of fire to protect and guide our souls in dark nights. How many of us have been in dark nights, dark months, dark years? Let's go to Zechariah chapter 2. Zechariah chapter 2. He is a pillar of fire round about us to protect us from every evil. The psalmist says, He encampeth round about them that fear Him. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. For I, saith the Lord, Zechariah 2, 5, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. This is what God does for us. He encampeth round about them. He is the wall of fire surrounding them, protecting them. The Lord Jesus is a pillar of fire to our souls, not only to give us light, but also to give us heat and warmth in a bitter cold night. By His word and by His spirit, they both actually are compared to fire in the Bible, His word and His spirit. Remember, is not my word like as a fire in Jeremiah we read? By His word and His spirit, He keeps us from natural coldness that we deserve, because we are sinful. our hearts are sinful. Our hearts are taking us towards coldness. We want to sin. We desire to sin. We do it, and we do it, and we do it again. But we need this pillar of fire to help us, to protect us, to surround us, so we won't fall. The last thing I want to touch on briefly is that this pillar of fire and cloud was always with the children of Israel. From the moment they left Egypt until they entered into the promised land and took possession of it, Canaan. The pillar never, we read, left them. Remember in Exodus 13, 22? Let's go to Nehemiah 9, 19. I want to show you another verse that's very important as we close. Nehemiah 9, 19. The pillar never left them. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 19. Look what this, what the Word of God says in Nehemiah 9, 19. Yet thou, in thy manifold mercies, forsookest them not in the wilderness. Did you hear that? Yet thou, in thy manifold mercies, forsookest them not in the wilderness. If they had been mine, I would have forsaken them. If they would have been Moses, he would have forsaken them. But they are God's. He would not forsake his own. If I were yours, boy, you would have forsaken me day one. And if you were mine, I would have forsaken you day two, after you forsake me day one. But we belong to him. He will never forsake his own. Read on. Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud depart not from them by day, to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night, to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Unbelievable how the scripture is so in harmony with each other. So it is with Christ our Savior, our pillar of cloud and our pillar of fire. He has sworn that he will never leave us. Where has he sworn that? Show me. Well, I'll show you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. This is the sweet promise of God to everyone that believes in him, that is called by him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Let your conversations be without covetousness, and be content with just such things as you have. For he hath says, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Did you get that? God says, don't covet. Be happy with what you got. Don't be attached to the things that you want. That beautiful house, that beautiful wife, that mansion in Beverly Hills. Don't be attached to it. Why? So you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. So when you're walking in the desert with tent on your back and the sheep behind you and seven kids running after you and three are in front of you, you are happy. You say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man can do to me, because this is all I got, and look what God has done for me. It's all because of him. I'm just the clay in his hand. He's the potter, and I'm the what? I'm the clay. Why can't we believe God? Has he not proven himself faithful to us? David heard God's promises and believed in him, didn't he? His faith in Christ quieted his fears when he said, what? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. I get comforted when I watch TV. No. I get comforted when I go to church. No. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I am in the valley of shadow of death. Where do you find his rod and staff? In the Bible. You go to a church that preaches that rod and staff, because that will comfort you. He believed him. Just like us, a sinner. Why can't we believe him? Why can't we say like Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou be dismayed. For the Lord my God is with thee wherever you go. Can you believe that? At the end, let's go to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41:10. For closing, as we are thinking about this pillar, the pillar that is one, single, a pillar that is for Israel's benefit, for us believers, a pillar that is a protector and guide through cloud, a covering, through fire, by light, the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us light when we were in the shadow of death. A pillar that is ever present with us. As we think about this pillar, our Lord Jesus Christ, let's close with Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Don't be afraid. We may be close to the promised land. Today, I could drop and be in the promised land. Maybe Anthony's got another 100 years to go in this wretched, wicked wilderness that he has to live and grow his kids in and teach his kids. He hasn't seen nothing yet. Boy, he hasn't seen nothing yet. But wherever you are, don't be afraid. Whatever sickness you have, don't be afraid. Because God has led you to this point. Because God has directed your path where you should go. Don't be afraid. I am your God, the Bible says. I will strengthen you, the Bible says. I will help you, the Bible says. I will uphold you. Not with what we have done, but with his right hand of his righteousness. Perfect righteousness. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, you have said in your word, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You have said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. God, forgive our unbelief. Forgive our lack of faith. Forgive our inward corruptions. Forgive us as we question your grace. But Lord, lead us every day in the way of heavenly glory. We pray in your name. Amen.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Oh, those who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. A place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of full release, near to the heart of God. A place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God.